On the program today, we're going to be talking about the Erickson Public Library, some of the things that are going on there. In studio, we've got Mr. Z, Zach Steer.
Hello.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's a gorgeous day.
Isn't it? Sun shining.
I like it.
Wind chill's coming.
It's good.
That's what it is. On the phone, we've got Candy Nelk. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
I'm good. Yesterday was delightful. Too bad it's going to cool off.
Yeah, no, but only for a day.
It could be worse.
Basically, overnight into tomorrow. We're looking at pretty good on Saturday, and then into next week. Okay. But we're just starting the month of February for you guys. First of all, January, go first. Let me have Candy go first a little bit. Candy,
that's great.
How'd the month of January go?
We had good programs. We've noticed our foot traffic depends a lot on the weather. If the storms come in, we see a lot of people come in for videos or reading material.
So right before the blizzard, you were had a big it's kind of like going to the grocery store.
It is. You know, you see a lot of people come in. They're all preparing, and that's great, and that's what we're there for. People are starting to come in to see if we have tax forms, which... slowly, we do have the federal tax form available, but we do not have the instruction booklet yet, so keep checking with us. Okay. I don't know why it's so slow to come. Usually the Iowa taxes we have to print off or because they encourage people to do them online. But we had a great January and successful programs. I had Radicato, we introduced them to Boone, and we had a nice bunch of people come upstairs to hear about their business, their small business, where you can order food. And I like to promote and tell about businesses that are in Boone so people can hear about them. So,
We had good money. Chad and Jenny are pretty good at that, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's tasty. I know. I get to eat it. Anyway, it's one of those interesting things that they started to do. Mr. Z, you did pretty, once we got back into school and weather was good, you started doing some visits and you had a lot of things happen.
Oh, most definitely. We just continue to do our regular programs for children and families and after school. It's been an active month, as Candy had said. Of course, we had weather. But it's really nice to be doing my monthly visits, and it seems like there's more visits happening, which is great. New teachers and everything, so I'm very, very happy about that.
Willing to do.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about February. Here we are into the month, getting started. Now, you can tell me beforehand, but I'm guessing we have a day or two this month where you will not be open.
That is correct. It will be Monday the 20th.
That's what I thought.
For President's Day.
Yeah.
That is the only day.
I knew it was there somewhere.
Yeah. That is the only day in February. Otherwise, we are open. I can start with
programs for children. Yeah, what are some of the things you're doing? Yeah.
Sure. So starting this month, today actually is the first day, we are doing a trial run for Thursday Storytime. Kind of noticed just a little bit of a decline in morning story time on Thursdays at 10 a.m. So we're going to test out an afternoon program. We did a survey, and based on the results, 2 o'clock was kind of the golden time. It is really tricky, though, to decide on a specific time, especially in the afternoon with little ones. But now, for a while, we'll have Wednesday story times at 10, Thursdays at 2, and then every other Saturday, as well as every other Friday morning. So we're trying to provide as much of a variety as possible for that age group. Mm-hmm. And so I look forward to seeing the results of that as well. This Saturday is pretty special. It's a national celebration, Take Your Child to the Library. So it's a national celebration just to draw attention to the importance of libraries in their community, especially for children and families to really bond and, you know, work on those early literacy skills. So that's at 10 o'clock at the library. We'll have story time, cookies and juice provided by the Friends of the Library, who are also going to be there. We're going to have a craft activity, and then they're also going to be doing baskets that they did last year, auction baskets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then next Wednesday is a pretty special story time with our friend Kyle from the Boone County Conservation. He's been doing a new program called Little Naturalist Story Time. So he's going to come by, I believe it's Arctic Animals, and specific to mammals as well. That's next Wednesday, the 8th at 10 a.m. The Mystery Wednesday has been quite successful. It's kind of exciting to see kids come in, and what that program is every other Wednesday, we have an index card with a scratch-off, and then they can figure out what specific activity that they're going to be able to do. And so that happens next Wednesday, the 8th, as well as the 22nd, starting at 4 p.m. until 7 or till supplies last. Just a reminder that on Wednesdays now we're open 9 to 8. Mm-hmm. We made that change last year. Tinker Thursday is for first through fourth graders. We do a variety of things related to like STEM and art. So next Thursday, the 9th at 4 p.m., doing the same activity that I was supposed to do in January, but there was a snow day. So it's salt painting with salt, you know, me and my wonderful messiness. And then
please, parents, let them do it at the library, okay?
Yes.
Take them to the library for
yes.
that.
Yes. And then on the 23rd, we're going to go ahead and do robots. I've introduced some of our robots. We haven't done that in a while. And we have robots at the library that we can program. And then Fridays, the 10th, next Friday, as well as the 24th, we'll still do our music and movement, which is a pretty exciting program. And then with a partnership with our friends at Iowa State Extension and Outreach, we're going to be doing a kids food type classes on a variety of topics. So the first one's going to be held on the 16th at 4 p.m. This really is geared towards first through fourth graders. And this month, they're going to discover how their tongue works and how it's unique. And how butter is made, and we'll have a yummy treat at the end of the class. So registration is required, and you can find that on our website calendar, which, by the way, has been updated. There's a new integration called Hoofy, and so it looks different, but it's...
But it's got the same stuff.
It's got the same stuff.
Probably more, too.
Yeah, there's a little bit more. You can actually, when I do outreaches, I put those out, and you can make those public. So you might see your kid's school like, oh, Mr. Z's coming to visit today. Yeah. And then Saturday story time on the 18th, Rhonda's been doing that, and those have been going well. So that's the 18th at 10 o'clock. So right now, that is what we have for the month of February for kiddos.
Okay.
So it's going to be busy.
Ah, sounds like it, too. Candy, what about you? What do you got going on for adults?
Well, it's continuing. We're having the craft swap table is available. It's on the main floor. We had people, we had quite a few people drop things off the month of December, and then they could come and shop the tables. And then we've continued that on the main floor, and people can stop in every day and see what's on the table. I just ask that you mark on the calendar that's on the table that you participate. And I have drop-off days twice a month, and you can bring them on in February on the 13th and the 27th. So it's the second and fourth Mondays, all day at the main desk. Just drop off if you have extra crafts that you'd like to donate. So that's been very encouraging to see. We have a woman, she came in and she needed fabric scraps, and so a couple weeks ago, she came in and picked up some fabric that was on the table. And then yesterday, she came in and she showed me what she was making. And it was beautiful, just out of scrapped fabric. And it just was really heartwarming to see what she had made with the donated fabric.
Okay.
Then we'll have a heart grab-and-go kit. It should be available next week. I'm trying to pull all the components together. It'll be available also on the main floor. No registration, just stop in and pick one up. Watch our Facebook page, and when it's ready to be available. But like I said, it should be next week. Also next week, we have a Valentine's Heart Wreath class. Local crafter Kristen Jennings will be at the library on Tuesday night at 6:30, and she's going to show patrons how to make a wreath using mesh, and all the materials are provided for free, and I think I still have two spots available. So if you're interested, either call the library or look on our website calendar and find the event, and then you can register. We just need your name and email address.
Okay.
Books at the breweries on the 13th. It's the wreath class.
Yeah.
Is next week, but the books at the breweries on Monday night. the 13th at 7 o'clock.
Second Monday, right? Second Monday of the month.
Yeah, second Monday at the brewery. It's so popular. We had like a dozen people there last month, and everybody's talking about the books they got for Christmas and the books they want to read, the books they read during the blizzard, and it's just really a fun group, and you get to hear about all different kinds of books that maybe you don't read normally, like science fiction or romance, and it's really blossomed into a really interesting group.
Is this one of those there where you start it and you make it available and then we'll just see how it grows and just see, you know, it might taper off a little bit summertime, but again, it may not. You don't know.
Well, I noticed in the community that people were mentioning we really want a book club that we can just come and talk about the books that we like or the books we don't like, but they didn't really have a spot. So I contacted the brewery, asked them, you know, is there a night that maybe you have less people? And they said, yeah, how about Monday nights? And so we kicked it off in October and met October and November, took a break in December, and then we're back in January. And it seems to be pretty popular. And we have men and we have women. We have young people. We have older people. And, it's just great. It's a wonderful atmosphere. So
all right.
Come on out. If you like to talk about books, you don't have to come every month. You can just pop in, maybe have a drink.
Yeah.
You can bring your own snacks. It's a great environment.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's one of those where, okay, well, there seems to be an interest. Let's find a spot. Let's try to facilitate this and see what happens. And
right. That's exactly what we did. So I'm really pleased that it's taken off so well.
Okay, good, good. All
Our tech for beginners classes will continue in February. It's about Zoom basics. So if you need to know about Zoom, maybe you've never done it. Maybe you just need to learn more about it. Like, I know how to do it, but I'd like to know more. How do you get on the chat? How do you, lots of questions. So those classes are February 15th in the evening at 6 to 7:30 or February 21st. It's repeated, same class, at 9:30 in the morning till 11. And there again, you can either call the library and we'll register you, or you can find the class on our calendar and just quick two-minute registration and we'll have you down.
That's one of those, isn't it, that's really... Again, because now you guys offer, in fact, you do on the adult side, you've got several Zoom kind of links that are available for different programming. And this would be, again, one of those things where if they're not quite comfortable with it, here's a great way to learn how to do it and become more comfortable with it.
Right, because even though we have more in-person programs, we still have Zoom programs. And if you don't feel comfortable, you're not going to, you're not going to hop on. So just come take one of the classes, hour and a half class. You can learn everything you need to know. You can ask your questions. And I think it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me, it's just it depends what my schedule is for that day. And if I can do a Zoom link, I do it. It's easy.
And you can always sign up.
Oftentimes,
even if you can't attend, they'll have a recording, and once you've signed up, they'll send you the recording. So
any questions about tech for beginners, just go to the library and ask.
That's right. And that class will wrap up in March. They'll kind of have a wrap up and also talk about the need for further classes.
Find out.
If you haven't been coming, you're more than welcome. You don't have to go to all of them. Just if this interests you, please sign up.
Okay.
Thursday at Hoover, will be back on the 16th. They're talking, it's a comparison between Abraham Lincoln, because it's Lincoln's birthday, and also President's Day in February. Comparison between Lincoln and Hoover. They're very similar in many ways. And the interesting thing is the director of the Hoover Library will be leading this program.
Oh.
And he was also formerly the director at the Abraham Lincoln Library in Springfield, Illinois.
Ooh.
So I think he knows of what he speaks.
I think it sounds like it. And again, by the way, that is one of those Zoom hookups there. So
it is a Zoom. And they also do offer it on their website, Hoover Foundation. You can find the third Thursday. They're all archived. you can watch them at any time.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Writer's Workshop kicked off last month. We had a small group, but I'm so glad they were there. Some of the people stayed the whole, almost the whole 4 hours that the library was open.
Wow.
So that was wonderful. But we'll have Ramona Lucius will be a speaker, and she's going to propose talking to our writers about maybe having a writing class, more of a, instead of informal, more of a formal presentation. So she'll be there on Saturday the 18th from 9:30 to 11:30, and that's upstairs in the second floor meeting room.
Okay. All right.
I know there's still some book discussion group books available. I think the book is The People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry, and they're available at the main desk. They meet on Tuesday the 21st at 7 upstairs. Fresh Conversations will meet Monday the 27th at 10 a.m. It's always the fourth Monday, also on Zoom, but you can catch it at the Eastern Star Wellness Center. Or you can come up at the library on the second floor, and I'll have it on the big screen. So we try to offer three opportunities for you to watch that and participate. They'll be talking about brain health and how to exercise your brain with food and activities. And then the class wraps up, or the month wraps up with paper crafting class with Emily on Tuesday the 28th at 6:30. She'll be doing Zoom. We'll be making paper gnomes and the state of Iowa with a paper folding technique. So I'll have the free kits available later in February for people to sign up and to come in and pick up a kit so you can craft along with us.
Paper gnomes, huh?
Yeah, we're turning them into leprechauns for St. Patrick's Day.
All right, okay.
And then we'll be kicking off sometime in the month of February. Keep checking with me or the library. We were gifted the rest of the seeds that Orscheln's had last fall.
Oh, sure.
Or when they closed down their garden center, or last spring, summer. And so they gave us all their seeds, and we'll be offering those free to patrons. And keep watching our website and our Facebook page. So when I just haven't figured out when that's going
to
be.
We're getting closer to springtime, so it's good.
We are.
We're getting ready for doing that. All right. Good. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll try to get Rhonda hooked up here so I can visit with her, too. And once again, we're talking about the activities that are going on at the Erickson Public Library.
Transitioning from being a Marine to a civilian was very hard. I lost my purpose. I lost the drive that I had. That is a very dark and lonely place to be. It took me surrendering to myself to get the help that I needed. At my very first Wounded Warrior Project event, I met Ray Pizarro. He told me you need to have the courage to forgive yourself for the things you've done in the past. I got it tattooed on my hand. One night, my depression kept telling me, we can end this. And just before I was about to pull the trigger, I looked down at my hand, and that's what saved my life that night. That was the beginning of my incredible journey with the Wounded Warrior Project.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
All right. Still have Candy Nelka on the line, but joining us now, we also have Rhonda Kelly. And Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming up and joining
us.
Why don't you, Candy, just kind of ran through what adults are doing at the library. Why don't you give us a little rundown about the tweens and teens?
Sure. Yeah. And I also have some events that are for teens and adults as well.
Okay.
We're continuing our Mindful Monday series. We just finished a series on gratitude journaling. And for the month of February, we're going to focus on meditation. So basically kind of learning about, you know, what meditation is. It's one of those things I think a lot of people feel like they're doing it wrong. So we're just going to learn about meditation and also have meditations. And that's offered as a hybrid program. So you can attend in person at the library, or you can attend virtually from home. So we offer both options for that. And we're continuing with our virtual yoga on Wednesday and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. And you can sign up for the Zoom link, register on our website calendar, and then you will receive the Zoom link for those. And tonight is Knit Night, our virtual Knit Night. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. And again, register on our website calendar, and you can attend from the cozy warmth of your home.
Okay.
And that's been really fun. We've had a really good mix of both teens and adults attending that. We actually had a mom and her son attend who live in Ames last month. And it's really fun to see what the kids are doing. They're really into crocheting, you know, animals and things like that. Sure. And it's neat to see their creativity come out.
Yeah.
So that's really fun. And then Everything Japan is this coming Monday at 3:30. So that is February 6th. And we're actually going to be focusing on Lunar New Year, which is actually technically a holiday celebrated in China. But we've been kind of looking into how Japan celebrates holidays. So we thought it would be really nice to kind of see in contrast how a similar culture but also different, celebrates their New Year. And Panda Express was very generous in giving us booklets for them, as well as coupons and some fun trivia and games that we can play while we're learning about the Lunar New Year. So I'm looking forward to that. That will be a lot of fun.
All right.
Yeah, and just our regular programs that we also offer every month, like Art Club is next week on Thursday. Any, you know, kids grade 5 and up who like art, we supply the art supplies, and then they just come and be creative. We allow that space for them to be there and express themselves. And then we have Pokemon Club next week, the following mm-hmm. week on Thursday the 16th. And that's just for kids and teens who like Pokemon. They bring their Pokemon cards and they play the trading card game. We have activities out for them and we provide snacks. A lot of the teen programs, we provide snacks for the teens because that seems to go over well with them. So.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So that's kind of some of the fun things we have coming up this month that we're excited about, looking forward to. So,
and again, people can always check online or Facebook.
Absolutely.
To the website, the Facebook. So, Candy, going to ask you quickly. We have that little adjustment on Master. What was it? Masterclass, right? It's now part of Hoopla.
Right. Yep. It is. It's. I think the agreement that we had with Masterclass was coming to an end. It was mm-hmm. only good for like a year, so now we've picked it up and it's on Hoopla. So it's available for people. If you have a library card, you can get on and access Masterclass there.
I was going to say, I know Hoopla is one of those secrets. For those that have ever used it, they just love it. Yeah, but for a lot of people, they're just not quite sure exactly what it is. And that's one of those where I said, stop by the library and ask.
It's a little bit different from, I want to say, from Libby, because if you want to check out books on Hoopla, there's no wait list, and they're just available. So that's one of the nice features. And they have tons of old movies. So if you're an old movie buff, Hoopla is the way to go, because you can watch all kinds of movies for free, and I've accessed it a few times, and we've had patrons come in and ask, like, do you have this movie? And we're like, no, but let's look on Hoopla, and there it is. So, it's a great, it's free. You just have to have a library card.
That's it. That's what you, all you need is a library card. And I know some libraries kind of limit that it's, for us, is it just all Boone County library cards, or how does it?
I believe so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a Boone County resident, because I know they kind of limit. Some will say, well, you got to be in our county and things like that. I don't know if that's the case for us or not. But
I believe it is, Jim.
So, okay. So when in doubt, go to the library and ask, because we got a ton of things happening there, too. And always check that website. You never know. I don't know. January was a little milder. So what do we got? Story Walk is still doing Polar Express out there?
It is. I don't think anybody has ventured out yet. Just changed it.
Okay. But as we head towards springtime, we'll look for something new out there. If people haven't experienced it, as the weather gets nicer and you go out there and walk along that sidewalk out there by the park, by the swimming pool,
right,
you can check it out and see.
Yeah, it's a great walk. I did it a couple of weeks ago when it was warmer on a Sunday, and it's still there, and it's a great opportunity to get out and to read. And if your kiddos, it's all their height, and they can look at the pictures, and you can read them the story, and yeah, check it out.
And Rhonda, I was going to ask you one more thing. Tell me about board game nights, huh?
It's funny, actually. While you guys were chatting, I was like, oh, I didn't mention board game night. Yes. So this is something that we actually offered it quite a few years ago. So we're going to try to, revamp that and see if we can drum up some interest in family board game night. So all ages, adults, kids, teens. And we are hosting that on the 15th. So it's going to be the third Wednesday of every month, starting at 6 p.m. And we have lots of wonderful, fun board games at the library, but you are welcome to bring your own. We are providing, the space. Sure. We're opening up our activity room and the story time room. So there'll be lots of tables and chairs and rooms for people to spread out. And we're also providing some snacks. But families are welcome to bring snacks with them if they want to do that as well. So we're hoping it'll be fun for everybody. We think it'll be nice for them to be able to spend time together with their friends, with their family, and just have a fun night out.
Just like one of those, doing the at the brewery, Kenny. It's just one of those, let's make it available. Let's see who's going to show up. And this would be like my old college days when we did like the massive, multi-day risk games, and stuff like that. That was crazy.
Absolutely. We have some really fun ones, too, like Catan and like a lot of like strategy games. But then we also have the classics like Scrabble.
Oh, sure.
And I think we have Candyland. And so card games. Just whatever you're in the mood for.
And that's all ages. It's a whole family. Just a family fun time. Good.
Yeah. If you are a jigsaw puzzle fanatic, there's still time to sign up at the main desk. You can, the Friends of the Erickson Public Library is having a fundraiser Monday night, the 6th, and you can come, and I think you get an hour and a half. There's teams of four to put a 1,000-piece puzzle together.
Whoa!
And, there is an entry fee, but they do have prizes, and I did ask, and they will all be putting the same puzzle together.
Okay.
And I said, well, 1,000 pieces, that's an awful lot in an hour and a half. And she said, the person that's heading it up, she said that they would count the pieces left to see who
the winner was, yeah.
Yeah, so, if you're interested, I know there's still spots available, and give us a call at the library, stop in. You just pay your fee when you attend Monday night.
Oh, that's going to be a fun one, too. Get your team together first and warm up for a crossword puzzle or for a jigsaw puzzle.
Jigsaw puzzle.
Whoa, yeah. Well, I do appreciate you guys taking time to visit with us and get us updated on what's going on. When in doubt, stop by the Erickson Public Library. And again, open later on Wednesdays. And again, we'll be back busy on Saturdays. Only one day during February you'll be closed. That's going to be on President's Day on the 20th. Otherwise... we'll keep our fingers crossed Mother Nature plays nice and lets you keep doing your walks and everything else out there, too. So thanks so much for joining us today. Again, check out what's available at the Erickson Public Library.